Good morning. High to mid-level clouds have streamed into interior New York and New England early this morning. We may have a bit of filtered sunshine to start the day. However, clouds will quickly thicken in advance of the next storm system, which is approaching from the west. The system will track down the Ohio Valley and through the region during the day today and into the night tonight. As we get deeper into the morning, precipitation will overspread the region, first down toward the Binghamton area and in the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley, and then points east through the early to mid part of the afternoon. Temperatures, meanwhile, while on the chilly side, will climb above freezing and top out in the upper 30s and lower 40s in the valleys and in the mid to upper 30s across the hills and mountains. As a result, the precipitation will be predominantly a cold rain. However, across parts of the higher terrain, we may have a period of some wet snow, which could produce a slushy accumulation, especially on the grassy surfaces, but most locations will pick up an inch or less of that slushy snow. Into the evening and overnight hours, precipitation will continue, and again, we may have a mix with wet snow across parts of the higher terrain as temperatures drop back into the 30s. We'll start off Saturday with cloudy skies, but the precipitation will move east through New England and out of the region very early in the day. We'll spend the rest of Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, and it will be much milder with highs in the lower 60s. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will dominate the weather through the second half of the weekend and will bounce back into the lower 60s once again on Sunday with a fair amount of sunshine. Clouds will increase and thicken out ahead of the next system late Sunday and Sunday night, and there's another chance of rain to open up next week on Monday, and high temperatures will be held back in the middle and upper 50s. That next storm will be a slow mover, and we will see another chance of showers on Tuesday associated with it. Highs will still rebound back up to the 60-degree mark before cooler and drier weather move in by the middle of next week behind that system as it moves off the Atlantic coast. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern over the Pacific will continue to bring unsettled weather across a large portion of the west into the weekend. A couple of upper-level troughs and their associated fronts will move onshore over the next few days. This will keep a good chance of rain along the west coast through the weekend as high-elevation snow and low-elevation rain spread across the Intermountain region and Great Basin. Meanwhile, an upper-level disturbance will push across northern Mexico today and into the southern plains, and this will bring the next round of thunderstorms into the region, some of which could be severe over Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 9 degrees with a northwest wind at 59 gusting to 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 13, 57% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.51 inches and it's rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 1 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain in the lower 40s, Boston, increasing clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low, 30, the average temperature, 39, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still zero for the month of April, and with 53.3 inches for the season, that's now 5.1 inches of snow below normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 102 for the month, which is 12 above normal, and 5,727 for the season, which is 236 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 82, set in 1928, and the record low, 14, in 2016. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening 7:26 p.m., 12 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with cold rain and some wet snow today and highs in the upper 30s. More rain and wet snow tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with a cold rain today and highs in the mid-40s. More rain tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with a cold rain and some wet snow today and highs in the upper 30s. More rain and wet snow tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with a cold rain and some wet snow today and highs in the lower 40s. More rain and wet snow tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with a cold rain and some wet snow today and highs in the upper 30s. More rain and wet snow tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Sunday. A good chance of rain in the 50s on Monday. Scattered showers Tuesday near 60. A mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday near 50. And mostly sunny in the lower 50s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.